This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, rolling into the 4 o'clock hour, Gwynn and Chris today, without Tony Gwynn Jr., of course. Tony working his way back to town from the Queen City, Cincinnati. Padres knocked off the Reds today, a 10-inning affair, 6-4. Fernando came through with the RBI double to break the tie in the 10th inning. Cronenworth followed with a sack fly. That was plenty for Robert Suarez, who nailed down his 14th save. Jeremiah Estrada, with two wipeout innings of relief, got the win. He struck out five in a row at one point. And for doing so, Scraby and I decided we'll have him on the show tomorrow Friar Friday.
Oh, yes, we allowed him on the show.
Yes, it's Friar Friday tomorrow, and Jeremiah Estrada will be our guest. So that'll be pretty good timing. Yeah. He looked electric today. And I think the Padres have found their eighth inning setup guy, at least for the time being. Waldron, I thought, struggled, but gutted out five innings today, allowed only two runs. And Yel De Los Santos gave up the tying two-run homer in the sixth. But the bullpen held firm from there. And Luis Arraez putting on a show for the second consecutive day. Four hits yesterday, four hits today. To give you an idea how hard that is, the great Tony Gwynn did it only once in his career. And Arraez has now done it once as well. In the last 2 days he did it. Arraez also has multiple hits in eight consecutive games, which ties the longest that Tony Gwynn ever did that in his career.
Yes.
So Luis Arraez, I don't know, is he doing all right for the Padres? Scraby is hitting .419.
I think so.
In a Friar uniform.
I think so.
Yeah.
And if you go a little bit further with some of those stats, Tony Gwynn Sr. had six instances of three-hit games in a row during his career, which is crazy, too.
Yeah, Tony Gwynn is still in the Hall of Fame. Luis Arraez is a ways off from that. But it doesn't change the fact that it is great fun to watch this guy hit, especially the show he put on the last 2 days. He bunted in the 10th inning, and that was a huge play, bunted for a hit, to move the ghost runner, Campusano, to third and set up the two-run rally that won the game. Arraez, fantastic. Padres are over .500 again, 27-26. Tomorrow night, they'll host the Yankees. And after tomorrow night's game, Scraby, one way or the other, the Padres will be at the exact one-third mark of the season.
Oh, man.
Game 54. Tomorrow night, that is one-third of the way through the season.
We're trying to figure out a countdown topic, but maybe you just gave me one.
Okay.
Top five biggest moments of the first third of the season.
The first third of the season?
Yes.
All right, we might... I'll take that under advisement.
I think since we're at a Greek restaurant, maybe we do something with food, like our top five favorite Greek food items.
Nah, I can't decide. I'm going to order whatever. I'm going to order at least five or six different items tomorrow at Spiro's. By the way, just a reminder, Scraby and I are going to be out there tomorrow. Tony will be at the ballpark, but Well, actually, Tony won't be at the ballpark. I think he's actually off this weekend.
He is
from
off
broadcasting.
This weekend. Yes, he's off from everything.
He's off from everything for the next few days. But you and I will be out there tomorrow. We're the fun guys anyway.
Oh yeah, people come to see us all the time.
They don't, but they come to see Tony, but they stay for for our company.
They do, yes.
Yeah, because we're kind of goofy and fun.
Yeah.
Come on out to Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine. It's the Coronado location, the ferry landing in Coronado. We'll be there broadcasting live tomorrow from 2 to 5:30. And if seeing us isn't enough, and if eating a whole bunch of great Greek food and drinking a cold one and enjoying the atmosphere, if all that's not enough, we will be giving away Padre tickets, Padre hats, shirts, bobbleheads, SD Legion tickets. We have a ton of stuff to give away tomorrow, but you have to come out and join us to win the prizes. So we'll look to see many of you tomorrow afternoon.
And I want to make this real
one
quick
more,
disclaimer.
You got one more.
Real quick disclaimer.
You got another disclaimer.
Well, it's because... Chris, we haven't been here all week.
I know.
I've had to talk to Lucky, and even Lucky got sick of listening to me.
I hear you.
He just walked away.
I hear you. That's what I'd like to do, but I can't. I'm employed. I have to stay here and listen to you.
You said grab a cold one, which is definitely... You should grab a cold one. We don't drink, though, so please do not buy a drink
for us.
That
is a good disclaimer.
And I'm saying it just so, like, because I'm not trying to be mean or anything.
No, that's a fair disclaimer, because people try to be nice and buy us.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's horrible to say, you know what, I don't want it.
We will take a cold beverage, just don't have alcohol in it.
Yes, yes.
But you can buy us whatever you like. All right, that's tomorrow. We're excited. We look forward to it. Spiro's has been great to us. You will enjoy yourself. Come on out. Between 2 and 5:30 tomorrow. One more thing, join the biggest moments in sports, Prize Picks. Pick your players, pick your stats, pick more, pick less. It's that easy. You must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details. Let's play some Chris versus the fans right now.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right.
All right, I'll give the prize we're playing for.
Okay.
Get qualified for a grand prize, 2-night stay at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino, 2 tickets to see Warrant. You also get to see Lita Ford. You also get to see Paralandra. You also get to see them on my birthday, June 22nd. I don't know how that'll make it any more fun for you, but happens to be true. Get ready for an unforgettable night of pure rock bliss. It's Warrant. It's Lita Ford. It's Paralandra. They're going to blow the roof off the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino. June 22nd, get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. The Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino features newly designed premier rooms, part of their $70 million room renovations, home of legendary Vegas fun.
You have to make it through 3 questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. Now, let's go to our first contestant of the day. Let's go with Pete in Scripps Ranch. Pete, hello.
Hey, boys. How you doing this afternoon?
Very good,
pretty
Pete.
Good.
Good to have you aboard.
You ready to play?
Let's do it.
Oh, I also didn't say if you are a first-time player, let us know before the first question. You get it for free, but I know Pete has played before, so here we go. Shaq played for what NBA team first?
That'd be the Orlando Magic.
Correct.
Boy, it took you a while to rule on that.
Yes, it did take me a while. I kind of forgot that for a second, to be honest.
Forgot whether he got it right or not.
Yes. All right. Question.
He did debut. You know, it's kind of fun, too, because we all have seen Shaq now a million times. He's everywhere. Go back and look at a picture of Shaq in an Orlando Magic uniform. It's incredible.
He's so skinny.
So thin. So young. It's almost like
incredible.
A totally different person.
He did tear down a hoop while he was
skinny. Oh, yes,
skinny.
He could still do all that.
All right, here we go, Pete. Question number 2. Name the team that these 3 players played on together. Yan Gomes, Trevor Bauer, Austin Adams.
Ooh, not easy, I don't think.
You don't need to name the year or anything, just the same team that they played.
Yeah. Cincinnati Reds.
Cincinnati Reds. Stay there, Pete.
Well, this is a tough one. Trevor Bauer is he's the linchpin here. He was with Cleveland. I think Yan Gomes and I think Austin Adams had a cup of coffee, so I'm going to go Cleveland.
Cleveland rocks. Correct.
Sorry, Pete. That was a tough one, though. I like that question. You've been going with that.
I'm going to do more of those.
You've been going with that style.
I'm
going
to do more of those. They're kind
of
not hard to come up with, but sometimes I'm like, no one's ever going to know this.
Yeah. Gomes has played with the Cubs. I mean, you know, they've all played with a bunch of teams.
Yeah, so. That's why it's fun.
And Austin Adams even played here in San Diego.
And he's is he an A now?
I don't know where he is now, but I know that he was the one that I asked how his brother was one day at spring training, thinking he was Austin Nola. And he looked at me like I had two left ears or something.
Gosh. Tony and I were sitting there. Yeah. We have to just stop it real quick. Spring training, Austin Adams walked by. Chris goes, "How's your brother doing?"
Well, wait. Now, first of all, he walked by going one direction.
It's true.
And I said to you guys, "Was that Austin?" And they go, and you guys go, "Yeah,
yeah, yeah, it's Austin."
I thought that was Austin Nola. So when he came back, I thought I'll be a nice guy and ask how his brother Aaron is doing.
He was
but
like,
it wasn't Austin Nola; it was Austin Adams.
He did this. He was like
that. I was asking.
What?
Yeah, he was incredulous.
He was very upset that you asked him.
I don't know if he was upset. He was certainly incredulous as to like where that question was coming from.
It was hilarious, though.
It was another classic faux pas, for
sure. It was. All right. I'm glad we can laugh about it now. Mm-hmm. Let's go to our next contestant, David. Hello, David. How are you?
Hello, gentlemen. How you doing?
Good. Are
very
you ready
good,
to
David.
Play?
I'm ready to do
are
it.
You in, are you currently in Del Cerro? Are you from Del
yes,
Cerro?
Sir.
Where is Del Cerro?
Oh, Del Cerro's awesome. It's,
where is it?
Well, yeah. It's off the 8 freeway. You got San Diego State on
I
one side.
Eagle left,
Del
right?
Cerro's the other way.
Okay.
It's a lovely part of town.
All right.
Lake Moon and Patrick Henry, yeah.
Right there. A little Patrick Henry High action.
Okay.
All right, you and Eric Karros.
All right, here.
I used to coach him, by the way.
There you go.
All right, David. Here we go. Question number one.
Enough small talk, Scraby says.
Well, we're running out of time. What Padre pitcher was credited with a win in last night's 7-3 Padres victory?
Shoot, I didn't watch that game. I'll go with Matthew Drees.
Who?
Matthew Drees.
I don't know.
I didn't get that either, but I think it was Michael King.
It was Michael King. I'm sorry, David.
Sorry,
thank
David.
You for
enjoy the day in Del Cerro, though. You got that going for you.
All right. Let's go to our next contestant. Let's go to Tyler in Fallbrook. Tyler?
I like Tyler.
Hello.
How's it going, guys?
Tyler's a good player.
Tyler is a good player.
I think Tyler would be the favorite if we had a Fallbrook edition of this segment. Like all of the players had to call in from Fallbrook, I would favor Tyler to win it.
Chris is really doing a good job of knowing
really,
where everybody's
really
from today.
Me up here.
That's right.
I don't know now.
Okay. Well, hopefully you get this first
Have
question.
You ever been to Fallbrook, Scraby?
Like, yes. I played
why did you go there?
Fallbrook.
Oh, okay. That's right. You were in high school.
And isn't there like good avocado stuff up there?
There's good avocados, but I don't know that you really have to go to Fallbrook to get an avocado.
Well, next time I will.
Not trying to, you know. I
Sorry,
like Fallbrook,
Tyler.
But it's a long way to go for an avocado. Let's put it that way.
Okay. Here we go.
All right, no more small talk. Let's
number
go.
Number one.
trying to humanize our contestants a little bit,
Have you ever stopped
Scraby.
At the avocado stand that's near the freeway?
Absolutely, all the time.
Oh, do they have good avocados?
Good enough.
All right.
That I don't have to go to Fallbrook.
All right, Tyler. Which pitcher won today's Padres game?
Who's the winning pitcher today?
That's a better way of putting it.
Okay. Didn't have
Tyler.
It.
Chris knows this.
Well, we know it's Estrada, and that's why we're putting him on the show tomorrow. Sorry, Tyler.
Sorry.
I built you up. But he didn't watch the game today, obviously, so he wasn't on it.
It is tough, I guess,
it does
when,
happen.
When you have work in the middle
yes,
of the day.
Yes, you have an extra inning game. You know it was a reliever, but you don't know who it was.
Yes,
if you weren't
correct.
Watching the game.
All right, let's go to our next contestant.
Better luck next time for Tyler.
Let's go.
We're really moving around the county here today.
We are.
I think we should go all the way to, no.
Let's go to Bonna in
Where?
Spring Valley.
Oh, Bonna. The other side of town.
How's it going, Bonna?
Good. How you guys doing?
Very good, Bonna.
Are you ready to go?
Have you been to Fallbrook, Bonna?
Yeah, I have been to Fallbrook.
Really? I mean, from Spring Valley, that's like you have to stop at a hotel and stay the night over. That's a long way.
Yeah, AYSO tournament as a kid.
Okay. AYSO tournament as a kid. There you go. Boy, I bet your coaches and parents were happy to see that on the schedule.
Oh, Fallbrook. Yes.
Yeah. Spring Valley to Fallbrook.
I'm sorry to all the Fallbrook people right now because it seems like we're making fun of Fallbrook, but we're not.
It's just far away. You can't argue that.
I live in North County. It's not that far.
It's far.
Question number one, Bonna. Which Padre had four hits today?
There you go, Bonna. That's right up your alley.
Luis Arraez.
There you go.
Luis
Arraez is correct. All right. Now we're rolling.
Here we go, question number two. And this is not a sports question. It's just been sitting here for far too long.
All right.
What is the name of Macaulay Culkin's character in the movie Home Alone? What's his character's name in Home Alone?
That, I would agree with you, is a great movie, and I'm sure you think it is.
It was right in my wheelhouse.
Macaulay Culkin?
Yes. Yeah, but what was his character's name? We know it was
Macaulay Culkin.
Yes, we know that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Gosh, Richie Rich.
Another great Macaulay Culkin movie. Correct. He had a McDonald's in his bedroom.
They're all great. Macaulay Culkin movies.
Well, Macaulay Culkin made the great movies for me because he was a 90s guy. Do you know Chris,
I don't know how
name?
Much you're going to ask, require for this question. I only
Both
know...
first and last.
Well, then I'm out of luck. Because I know that his mom yells, Kevin! But
you
I
can't get the last name?
I don't know his last name. If I hear it, I'll know it. So you have to rule whether I'm right or not. It's Kevin. No, he says no.
Well, it has to have the last name.
What is it?
Kevin McAllister.
Nah, I might have come up with that, but I know the Kevin. All right. Bonna, good news for you.
Yes.
You advance to the final round.
I will say this last question. Chris, if you get this, we will end the game forever.
Forever? Really?
Yes. Nah, I don't know about forever because I can't.
Better not risk it.
All right, Bonna, here we go. Question number three. What golf course did Phil Mickelson win on when he won the 2021 PGA Championship? What was the name of the golf course Phil Mickelson won on when he won the 2021 PGA Championship? 2021 PGA Championship.
Was it the Waste Management Course?
Nice.
Yeah, at least you said a tournament
a course.
Name.
Said
well,
a course.
That's not a course name.
But it's okay.
I don't know if Chris knows.
He doesn't think I'm
going to
get this right, and if I get it right, he's going to be so mad that he's going to throw something at me. I'm going to say Loma Santa Fe Executive Golf Course.
Do you actually know what it is?
I don't know.
Loma Santa Fe Executive Golf Course.
That's my guess.
Just missed out on hosting the 2021 PGA Championship.
I thought they should have had it there.
Just missed out.
All right, Bonnie, you're a winner today. Congratulations to you.
Kiawah Island.
What was it?
Kiawah Island. Man,
I could have guessed for 10 years I'd have never come up with that.
You know, Kiawah has had Rory win his PGA in like 2013, I think, and then maybe close to there.
The only one I could even name was Valhalla, and they had it there this year. All right, Bonna, I drove through Spring Valley today, heading on out to see my guy Sam. So Spring Valley is the winner of Chris vs. the Fans today. Bonna, stay on
right
the line.
There.
You will cash in. All right, when we come back, we're going to check some traffic first, but when we come back, I don't know what you had planned, Scraby, but I want to get to this golf discussion with you.
Oh.
I had something happen to me on the course the other day that, it gave me pause.
Whoa.
And I want to bring you in. You're my golfing expert.
It gave you pause?
Yes. I want to get your opinion on this. I think almost everybody who's ever golfed out there has probably had this happen to them once or twice. So I want to see what the right way to handle it is. We'll discuss that when we come back. Also, the latest on Scottie Scheffler and his run-in with the Louisville, Kentucky police officer the other day before the PGA.
Louisville.
What'd I say?
Louisville.
Oh, sorry. Louisville.
I'm telling everybody out there, you go to Louisville,
I get you.
You better say Louisville,
I get
or else
you.
They will correct you.
I get you. It's like Boise, but Boise. It's actually
yes.
Boise.
Yes, correct.
All right, it is still Gwen and Chris, though, either way.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome back to Gwen and Chris. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby today in the Odyssey Palace Studios. Rolling towards 6 o'clock. And then am I to correctly surmise that at 6 o'clock tonight there'll be another edition, the long-awaited return of the Scraby Chronicles?
You know, I'm not...
You still haven't officially changed the name of the show, have you?
I'm not gonna argue it anymore. You could call it the Chronicles. You could call it the Scraby Show. Just as long as you call yourself a Scrabinator.
The Scrabinators will rejoice at 6 o'clock tonight as Matt will be here to carry on the conversation.
I actually have a guest tonight.
Really?
For the first time, really, I'm having an outside,
I noticed that our show today did not have a guest. Is that because you've had a few days off and you just kind of got lazy and loungy on me?
No, it was because the Padres game moved very slow. That's why, Chris, it moved very slow. He gave me the evil eye.
Yes, that's not very
my
good.
Guest actually is the gentleman who follows my show on the Infinity Sports Network. Bart Winkler is going to be on at 6:20. So
good.
Yeah.
It's good for you.
Yeah.
By the way, Scraby filled in on the midday show earlier this week.
I did.
Now he's in love with Annie and Elston. And I think you're starting to drop your responsibilities on this particular program.
Well, Annie and Elston would never yell at me like you would yell at me. So.
I see. Mm. Yeah, we'll give them some time. This is only their first occasion to hang with you.
Everybody's on their best behavior the first time.
That's right. Tomorrow, we're going to be broadcasting Scraby and I live out at Spiro's in Coronado at the Ferry Landing. We got three pairs of Padre Marlins tickets to give away. Marlins are here next week.
Oh, wow.
So we're going to have that. We're going to have SD Legion tickets. We're going to have tickets to Cage the Elephant.
Ooh.
At Viejas Arena.
All right.
What is that?
It's a band.
Okay. I was assuming so.
Actually, no. They try to put an elephant in a cage.
That'll be interesting. It's at Viejas Arena on July 6th. You can win a pair of tickets to that. We're also going to have Padres shirts, hats, and bobbleheads. A whole bunch of fun stuff to give away tomorrow. If just hanging out with us isn't enough to draw your presence down to Coronado tomorrow between 2 and 5:30. All right. I want to ask you this golf question, in a second. But before that, real quick on Scottie Scheffler.
Yes.
They released the Louisville police. They released some new video today that basically shows, unless I'm badly mistaken here, Scrabe, that Scottie Scheffler did absolutely 100% nothing wrong and absolutely 100% nothing that the Louisville police officer claimed he did when they came out and said that Scottie refused to stop, he refused to slow down, he dragged the officer 10 to 20 yards.
30 yards, I heard.
Whatever. There's no evidence of this at all in the latest video that has been released. So, and furthermore, now the officer is coming under fire for lying. Also, he's been disciplined 6 times. He's been suspended twice.
Oh, in his career?
This officer
I had no idea about this.
Yes. So, you know, this is the kind of person that Scottie Scheffler, they show the video. Scottie Scheffler, apparently, as they started yelling at him to stop, he stopped. And I didn't see anybody get dragged anywhere.
He didn't really stop. Let me say.
All right, go ahead.
Let me say this, because the video is very.
You think it's inconclusive?
It's very damning for one person, and that's the police officer.
Okay. All right. That's what I wanted to make. I wanted to make sure that you and I saw the same video.
Yes, we saw the same video. There was a couple different angles of the video. Now, right. I don't know why this guy. If you're telling me that, my mind immediately goes to this police officer saw an opportunity and took it. Because with his history like that, I mean, if he does have a history of being suspended and getting in trouble and all of a sudden, I didn't know any of that. It definitely puts the benefit of the doubt in Scottie Scheffler's court.
There's no question here. And, you know, I tell you one thing, the police authorities ought to drop these charges faster than they can, you know, possibly believe.
Yeah.
To get this all to go away at this point. Because, I mean, I don't know that Scottie Scheffler has time to sue the city of Louisville for false accusations and false imprisonment and everything else that they've done to him.
Yeah.
But he certainly could, I think, and he'd stand a pretty good chance of winning. I don't know. The whole thing just seems ridiculous. So, anyway, I'm sure you'll see the video later on tonight.
It's pretty crazy.
And it's, you know, it's not, it's inconclusive video to a certain extent.
Because there's not really a clear view.
But it's conclusive that he didn't drag any officer anywhere.
Unless he dragged him before the video started. Like, there's
no dragging.
I don't
see how, Scrabe. There's nobody attached to the car.
Well, he attached himself to the car. The police officer did jump. You know, I'm going to give the police officer the benefit of the doubt, I'm just going to say it was a crazy, hectic, early morning situation where someone passed away being hit by a bus.
That part is tragic and true.
And so maybe the police officer was just trying really hard to keep everything under control, but it seemed like a little
pretty
much.
Hard to give him the benefit of the doubt based on this video. All right. Well, we've got golfers that want to hear what happened to me out on the course today. Do I have a minute to do this? Because we're up against the break.
Yeah.
I don't want to keep everybody waiting.
You're fine.
All right. We had our usual foursome on Tuesday. One person couldn't make it, so we're down to three. We tried to get you to fill in because you're a good fill-in, but you couldn't make it. You were working.
Yeah.
So the three of us show up. We go down. We get to the first tee. And as we're walking up to the first tee, there's a lonely one guy standing there.
Uh-oh.
And I'm thinking to myself, this guy better be waiting for his friends to come later.
That sometimes does happen.
Which does happen sometimes because I ain't in any mood to golf with somebody I don't know.
I ain't in any mood.
So we're walking up. The guy's standing there, and one of my group says, hey, what's your tee time? Because we thought maybe he was before us, after us. He goes, oh, I'm not until, whatever, 8:45. And we're like, oh, good, we're now. So we'll go tee off. And he then goes, you guys mind if I hop in with you?
Oh, what?
And I got to tell you, Scraby, as soon as he said, you mind if I hop in with you, the first thing I thought of is, no!
That's what I think,
too. You're not hopping in with us.
That's what I think, too.
But my two partners, before I could, you know, bellow anything out, said, oh, absolutely, sure.
What?
Was that even consulting you?
I'm not blaming my partners. I think they did what most normal people would do, which is say, sure, come on, and we got room for a fourth. You're alone. Golf with us. But in my mind, I wanted to be the mean guy because I didn't feel like sharing the next 3.5 hours of my day with somebody I didn't know.
See, 99 times out of 100.
So what, go ahead. Now tell me what you would have done had your partner said something. You would have had to accept it.
Yes,
wouldn't you at that point?
Your playing partners are exactly like the friend I play golf with all the time. He's a very friendly guy.
Yeah.
He wants more the merrier is his slogan,
right,
which is not my slogan
at all.
And
I personally am not friendly at all.
That's not true.
Okay, but in this instance, I wouldn't have been as friendly.
I immediately, the first thing I thought of when you said that was, no. Like, I'm sorry, sir, you have your own tea time. And...
Well, that's my other thing, because I'm not trying to call out my partners here. I think they did what any normal person would do, because I don't know what I would say if I said no to the guy. Like, how do you...
Here's how I would do it.
How do you do that and get away with it?
We just want to keep the pace up. We're only going three today for a reason.
Yeah, it's not
or
good.
You say no good. Sorry, we might have our fourth joining us at some point.
Oh, that's a lie, but it's not a bad one.
It's a bold-faced lie.
That's a bold-faced lie, but not that bad.
And then when he never joins you just say, "Oh, he never joined us."
Yeah, he was supposed to be here and meet with us on the third hole.
The chat is
I just think you're stuck. I think if you're us, you're stuck. I think the guy was a little bit, out of pocket to even ask to join us. But once he asked to join us, I don't know that we could have done anything else.
I have a million things. I'm sorry to cut you off, but did he look disheveled at all?
Nah, he looked like a decent guy, okay. And he turned out to be just fine.
That's what I was about to say. 99 times out of 100, yeah. I get anxiety when I know I'm going to be paired with someone, and then that person ends up being fine.
You know, and this is another aspect of that. Now, I don't really care if somebody else is there watching me golf.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I can tell you one thing, like when I go with my wife, she gets really nervous when other people watch us. She doesn't feel confident enough in her game to have some stranger watching her. She would rather just the two of us play together. If we get paired with another twosome, she gets a little, edgy, and she's still learning how to kind of get over that.
You could just tell someone you're on your first date and you need to be by yourself.
Yes, I'm on my first date with these two guys. The three of us need to go out without any stranger attached to the party. I just don't know what we could have done.
You know, this also changed.
Or what everybody would do.
This also changed with COVID. It did. Because they started not pairing strangers with groups because you can't do that.
But that's over now. So.
It is over. Someone on the chat says, yeah, sure, you could join us, but you have to buy us lunch.
Buy us lunch?
I get what you're stuck in a really hard place, Chris.
Yes.
I don't think there's much you can do
other than to say yes and put your head down and tee off. As I teed off, I was teed off.
Hey-o. That's not an uncommon situation.
That's what I'm saying. I'm sure this has happened to pretty much everybody.
That would be disappointing for me, though. I have said, Chris, because I am a little bit like this.
Yeah.
But I have said before, like, your tee time's at 8:54, bro.
Wow.
And it doesn't go over well with anyone.
No,
and
that would
even
make me
crawling out of my skin.
Yes, that would make me really uncomfortable. All right. So anyway, word to the wise, if you run into me and my golfing party at some local establishment and you're by yourself, stay by yourself.
No, you tell them, I am a listener of your show, sir, and I would love to golf with you.
Stay by yourself.
And Chris would be like, yes, come on in our group.
I would not.
Okay.
I just want to say that I'm honest. I don't think anybody else would be honest. Most people would say, oh, sure, you got to let the guy play.
Just say you have the flu.
And I'm like, yes, you have to let the guy play, but I'm going to be honest and tell you that I did not like it.
Just go, oh, very nice to meet you, sir, and put out your hand for a handshake.
All right.
Is that a horse in studio?
Yeah, I'm tapping the desk. All right, Big Five's coming up. We're a little late for the break, so let's get to it. All right, welcome back to Gwen and Chris. Chrisello, the mean guy you don't want to run into on the first tee at a golf course. And Matt Scraby, who's just as mean. We're together in the Odyssey Palace Studios. Tony Gwynn Jr. is probably a lot nicer than us and would be the one inviting the person to join him.
I don't know. Tony is... He's
pretty private, actually.
He doesn't even want us to see his golf swing.
He's pretty private, so you're right. Good point. Did you wonder at all why I have this yellow shirt on today? Kind of a new look
for me. Not
really. You didn't really cross your mind?
It's Sports Complex,
do you know
right?
that it's... do you see what it says here?
Sportsplex.
No, under
say?
That. Under that, can you read
Move
this?
Move your hand.
Can you read these
oh,
two?
Oh, league ones? Champs.
That's right, baby.
Wow.
Not only did our softball team win the league championship last night, but yours truly had the clinching walk-off hit in the championship game.
So you got it through the hole?
To decide matters. I was actually a line drive to right center field. Now, it was a walk-off hit. By the very definition of a walk-off hit, it ended the game. It wrapped up the championship. Unfortunately for me, it wasn't the kind of walk-off hit you might be thinking of. There is a run rule in this league. We were up by 11 runs, and if we scored one more, the game would end on the run rule. And I got the hit, and we got the run, and that wrapped it up. But it wasn't as dramatic as it may have seemed.
No, I mean,
you see what I mean?
It definitely works, though.
I had the walk-off. It's an official walk-off. It ended the game,
did,
but
yeah,
you know, it'd be a little more exciting if, like, we were down by a run.
But I mean, you won the championship.
I wrapped up the championship.
So
I think we kind of had it won at that point.
I think that counts.
We were already up by 11 runs.
I think it counts.
Anyway, I got my T-shirt on today. I'm all excited. All right, let's check some traffic, and then we better get to the day, the Big Five, because you're not going to be happy.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Join the biggest moments in sports with Prize Picks. Pick your players, pick your staff, pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details. All right, without any time to waste.
Number five.
We're going to get into the Big Five. We have talked about this before, Chris, and we are going to talk about it again. The Padres love playing on the road, and the proof is in the record. On the road this year, they are 17-10. And at home, they are 10-16. So basically, a complete opposite. Obviously, they need more wins at home, Chris. How do they get them?
I guess a good place to start would be to face some right-handed pitching.
Which they're not going to
do tomorrow night. They're going to face a lefty tomorrow night. Yeah, the Padres are so weird. It's not even funny.
It's very strange.
I mean, against right-handed pitching, they're number one in baseball in batting average. And against left-handed pitching, as we've discussed, they're terrible. And then on the road, they're number one in the league in batting average. Number one. But at home, they're awful. I don't have a real good explanation for it, to be honest with you.
Let me see.
I really don't. I mean, you've got to, Manny's heating up a little. Fernando had a big run, you know, scoring double to break the tie today. You know, I kind of come back to these two guys. They've got to start dominating the way they're capable of for the Padres to get a hot streak going, home or away. You know, and you're right. It makes no sense. I'll make a prediction right now.
Okay.
By season's end, they'll have a better record at home than they do on the road. We already talked about this. Very few teams ever finish backwards like that.
Yes, that's true.
So I think that part will even out. The other one honestly concerns me more. The one not being able to hit a left-handed pitcher.
Because there's lots of those out there.
Well, you know, you're going to run into a few, right? The Marlins are going to start three in a row here next week. Lefty, lefty, lefty. You know, you got to beat the Marlins, right?
Yes, you have to.
So
yes.
You've got to find a way to start scoring some runs and beating some left-handed pitchers. But
I think Austin Gomber had another nice start last night, so it makes it look a little bit better.
Make you feel a little better? Okay. Well, you know.
Jackson Merrill played 24 games home, 24 games away.
Yeah.
His road stats are incredible.
Yeah, his splits are crazy.
He's hitting 364 on the road.
Yeah.
So,
and at home, about 190.
183.
Yeah.
So completely different. All right. How did they get them? They need to play to the park better, Chris.
Play to the park better, you say, which is what? Have more Luis Arises?
Yeah, hit into the gaps. I mean, I can't even tell you how many times this year I've seen a visiting player hit a home run and a Padres player hit it to the warning track. I don't get it. I don't think there's anything behind it. But just kind of play to the park a little bit better.
Hit more line drives, you say.
Manny, a couple weeks ago against the Reds, hit it to the gap, cleared the bases. New game. That's what I'm saying.
Usually the way to break out of a hitting slump, whether it's at home or whether it's against lefties, usually the way to break out of a hitting slump is start hitting the ball the other way.
Yes.
So I believe that's a good suggestion by you.
All right. Number four. The force is not with these cities, but or this city. Never mind. Let me start that over. Can I have about 5 seconds of my life back? The four host cities for the 2026 World Baseball Classic have been announced. Internationally, the host sites will be Tokyo, Japan, and San Juan, Puerto Rico. The American host sites will be Miami, Florida, and Houston, Texas.
What?
This is an extremely biased question, but I'm up first. Should Petco Park be involved every time around? Yes, again, it's a biased question, but yes, Petco Park should be involved every time around. I don't care about them going to Houston. Miami seems like a good spot because it's close to other parts of the world. Houston is not close to the Japan International Series. Okay. I'm just trying to figure out why it's not on the West Coast, Chris. I think Petco Park should be in this all the time. But this is the last, 3 years now? Or three?
Apparently.
Maybe two.
Apparently the people that put on the World Baseball Classic think that baseball players around the world love humidity. That's why they play in two of the most humid cities in our country, Miami and Houston.
But they're both indoors.
Oh. Well, that helps.
That
quite
helps a lot.
Bit.
So, do you think
that
Petco
was
should be
well?
There?
That was what my guess was. Evidently, that's not the explanation.
Yeah, but you agree Petco should be involved every time.
I would love to see Petco involved. I don't know whatever I don't know everything that goes on behind the scenes.
There's probably,
but I do know this.
What?
That normally when it comes to getting big events in our city, the movers and shakers that run this town fall short.
So you're saying,
I do know that.
You're saying our mayor, Todd Gloria, should be
front and center? I don't know how it was that we have lost the World Baseball Classic, because it was here, right, at one time.
Yeah, it was.
So I don't know what we've done. Maybe the Padres say they don't want to deal with it. But I just have a weird, sneaky suspicion that it has something to do with the movers and shakers in our city who always seem to be asleep at the wheel.
Interesting.
I don't know this for sure.
Major League Baseball did put playoffs here, right? When the Yankees and the Rays played here?
Yeah, the playoffs were here during COVID. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's Petco Park's a... Yeah. Everyone loves to come to San Diego. Everyone loves Petco Park. So why they're not here... There has to be something afoot.
Brandon on the chat makes a great point. If Miami can't support their own baseball team, they shouldn't get a World Baseball Classic.
Yes.
Great point.
Very good.
Number three.
All right. Major League Baseball says robot home plate umpires are unlikely for 2025. Rob Manfred said, quote, "We still have some technical issues. We haven't made as much progress in the minor leagues this year as we sort of hoped at this point. I think it's becoming more and more likely this will not be a go for 2025. End quote. It was also added that players like the challenge format most, where a hitter would just get to challenge a pitch, not every pitch called by the robot ump. Chris, what kind of priority should this be for baseball?
I don't know. If I have to watch too many more games umpired by Harry Wendelstedt, or whatever his name was.
Wendelstedt?
I don't think it's Harry. Harry's his dad.
Harry?
Dave? No, Harry's an old-time... umpire, but Hunter Wendelstedt.
Hunter! There
yes.
you go.
He was all over the map two nights ago. I mean, all over the map. Joe Musgrove had no idea what was going to be a strike and what wasn't. So I have to watch too many more games umpired by him. I'm going to start, cheering
Call
for these
for
robot
it.
Umps. But you know where I've stood on this all along. I don't want them. I don't need them. My life doesn't have to be perfect. I know we do have the technology. If the pitch is close, swing at it. But I also understand that that way of thinking is long gone. People don't think that way anymore. People say we've got the technology to get every pitch called perfectly right, so why not do so? But I wouldn't make it a major priority. Because obviously the technology isn't quite ready yet. So
surprises me with the way technology goes these days.
Yeah. Isn't Manfred retiring?
like after 2028. This year? I still don't know why he announced
that. Eight more years?
I don't know that that's the actual date, but he can go and he can get drunk and have fun with Corey Seager.
Oh, stop it, Corey. Stop it. What do you think about this? Should it be the number one thing? I guess it is. What else beats it? What else do they need to deal with?
The
more?
Uniforms are pretty bad, which
they've already addressed
today. Addressed
that.
I think the robots are. I mean, they're coming. It's going to happen. Just make it happen, so we don't talk about it for the next 5 years, and then it happens. But I do like the challenge format. I think that's a perfect thing. You get like one pitch during your at bat that you can challenge if you think it's borderline,
and then they have a very quick resolution from what I've seen in the minor leagues.
Yeah, it's in the umpire's ear. They tell him ball or strike, and the umpire has to abide by that. So I think that's pretty good.
Look, I was hesitant to accept any of the baseball rule changes. Being an old stodgy guy.
I remember us talking about all those. And now you're going to put a pitch clock.
You're not going to let him go visit the mound.
You can't throw over to first base.
The ghost runner. Now I can't imagine baseball without him.
Can't use corked bats. Jeez.
I've come around to it. Okay. I've come around to it, especially Henner Wendelstedt. Whew, boy, he was bad. He was giving our old friend Angel Hernandez a run for that. Run for the show.
Angel Hernandez is in midseason form.
So are we, Scrape. We're rolling here. Another hour to go. I guess we got a few more in the Big Five to get to.
We do.
All right. We'll touch on that to kick off hour number four on Gwen and Chris.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Join the biggest moments in sports with Prize Picks. Pick your players, pick your staff, pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details. All right, without any time to waste.
Number five.
We're going to get into the Big Five. We have talked about this before, Chris, and we are going to talk about it again. The Padres love playing on the road, and the proof is in the record. On the road this year, they are 17-10. And at home, they are 10-16. So basically a complete opposite. Obviously, they need more wins at home, Chris. How do they get them?
I guess a good place to start would be to face some right-handed pitching.
Which they're not going to.
Which they're not going to do tomorrow night. They're going to face a lefty tomorrow night. Yeah, the Padres are so weird. It's not even funny.
It's very strange.
I mean, against right-handed pitching, they're number one in baseball in batting average. And against left-handed pitching, as we've discussed, they're terrible. And then on the road, they're number one in the league in batting average. Number one. But at home, they're awful. I don't have a real good explanation for it, to be honest with you.
Let me see.
I really don't. I mean, you've got to, Manny's heating up a little. Fernando had a big run, scoring double to break the tie today. You know, I kind of come back to these two guys. They've got to start dominating the way they're capable of for the Padres to get a hot streak going, home or away. You know, and you're right. It makes no sense. I'll make a prediction right now.
Okay.
By season's end, they'll have a better record at home than they do on the road. We already talked about this. Very few teams ever finish backwards like that.
Yes, that's true.
So I think that part will even out. The other one honestly concerns me more, the one not being able to hit a left-handed pitcher.
Because there's lots of those out there.
Well, you're going to run into a few, right? The Marlins are going to start three in a row here next week. Lefty, lefty, lefty. You got to beat the Marlins, right?
Yes, you have to.
So
yes.
You've got to find a way to start scoring some runs and beating some left-handed pitchers. But
I think Austin Gomber had another nice start last night, so it makes it look a little bit better.
Make you feel a little better? Okay. Well,
Jackson Merrill played 24 games home, 24 games away.
Yeah.
His road stats are incredible.
Yeah, his splits are crazy.
He's hitting .364 on the road.
Yeah.
So.
And at home, about 190.
183.
Yeah.
So completely different. All right, how did they get them? They need to play to the park better, Chris.
Play to the park better, you say, which is what? Have more Luis Arises?
Yeah, hit into the gaps. I mean, I can't even tell you how many times this year I've seen a visiting player hit a home run and a Padres player hit it to the warning track. I don't get it. I don't think there's anything behind it. But just kind of play to the park a little bit better.
Hit more line drives, you say.
Manny, a couple weeks ago against the Reds, hit it to the gap, cleared the bases. New game. That's what I'm saying.
Usually the way to break out of a hitting slump, whether it's at home or whether it's against lefties, usually a way to break out of a hitting slump is start hitting the ball the other way.
Yes.
So I believe that's a good suggestion by you.
All right. Number four. The force is not with these cities, or this city. Never mind. Let me start that over. Can I have about 5 seconds of my life back? The four host cities for the 2026 World Baseball Classic have been announced. Internationally, the host sites will be Tokyo, Japan, and San Juan, Puerto Rico. The American host sites will be Miami, Florida, and Houston, Texas.
What?
This is an extremely biased question, but I'm up first. Should Petco Park be involved every time around? Yes, again, it's a biased question, but yes, Petco Park should be involved every time around. I don't care about them going to Houston. Miami seems like a good spot because it's close to other parts of the world. Houston is not close to the Japan International Series. Okay. I'm just trying to figure out why it's not on the West Coast, Chris. I think Petco Park should be in this all the time. But this is the last, 3 years now? Or three?
Apparently.
Maybe two.
Apparently the people that put on the World Baseball Classic think that baseball players around the world love humidity. That's why they play in two of the most humid cities in our country, Miami and Houston.
But they're both indoors.
Oh. Well, that helps quite a bit.
So, do you think
that
Petco
was
be
well?
There?
That was what my guess was. Evidently, that's not the explanation.
Yeah, but you agree Petco should be involved every time.
I would love to see Petco involved. I don't know I don't know everything that goes on behind the scenes.
There's probably,
but I do know this.
What?
That normally, when it comes to getting big events in our city, the movers and shakers that run this town fall short.
So you're saying,
I do know that.
You saying our mayor Todd Gloria should be
I don't
front
know.
And center?
I don't know how it was that we have lost the World Baseball Classic because it was here, right, at one time.
Yeah, it was.
So I don't know what we've done. Maybe the Padres say they don't want to deal with it. But I just have a weird, sneaky suspicion that it has something to do with the movers and shakers in our city who are always seem to be asleep at the wheel.
Interesting.
I don't know this for sure.
Major League Baseball did put playoffs here, right? When the Yankees and the Rays played here?
Yeah, the playoffs were here during COVID. Yeah.
All right.
Yes, Petco Park's a... Yeah. Everyone loves to come to San Diego. Everyone loves Petco Park. So why they're not here... There has to be something afoot.
Brandon on the chat makes a great point. If Miami can't support their own baseball team, they shouldn't get a World Baseball Classic.
Yes.
Great point.
Very good.
Number three.
All right. Major League Baseball says robot home plate umpires are unlikely for 2025. Rob Manfred said, quote, "We still have some technical issues. We haven't made as much progress in the minor leagues this year as we sort of hoped at this point. I think it's becoming more and more likely this will not be a go for 2025. End quote. It was also added that players like the challenge format most, where a hitter would just get to challenge a pitch, not every pitch called by the robot ump. Chris, what kind of priority should this be for baseball?
I don't know. If I have to watch too many more games umpired by Harry Wendelstedt or whatever his name was.
Wendelstedt?
I don't think it's Harry. Harry's his dad. Harry's an old-time umpire, but Hunter Wendelstedt.
There you go.
He was all over the map two nights ago. I mean, all over the map. Joe Musgrove had no idea what was going to be a strike and what wasn't. So I have to watch too many more games umpired by him. I'm going to start, you know, cheering for these robot umps. But you know where I've stood on this all along. I don't want them. I don't need them. My life doesn't have to be perfect. I know we do have the technology. If the pitch is close, swing at it. But I also understand that that way of thinking is long gone. People don't think that way anymore. People say we've got the technology to get every pitch called perfectly right, so why not do so? But I wouldn't make it a major priority. Because obviously the technology isn't quite ready yet. So
no.
Just...
surprises me with the way technology goes these days.
Yeah. Isn't Manfred retiring?
Like
after 2028.
This year? I still don't know why he announced
that. 8 more years?
I don't know that that's the actual date, but he can go and he can get drunk and have fun with Corey Seager.
Oh, stop it,
Corey.
Stop it. What do you think about this? Should it be the number one thing? I guess it is. What else beats it? What else do they need to deal with
the
more?
The uniforms are pretty bad, which
they've already addressed that.
I think the robots are... I mean, they're coming. It's going to happen. Just make it happen so we don't talk about it for the next 5 years and then it happens. But I do like the challenge format. I think that's a perfect thing. You get like one pitch during your at-bat that you can challenge if you think it's borderline.
And they have a very quick resolution from what I've seen in the minor leagues.
Yeah, it's in the umpire's ear. They tell him ball or strike and the umpire has to either...
Has to abide by that.
So I think that's pretty good.
Look, I was hesitant to accept any of the baseball rule changes. Being an old stodgy
guy. I remember us talking about all those. And now you're going to put a pitch clock.
You're not going to let him go visit the mound.
You can't throw over to first base.
The ghost runner. Now I can't imagine baseball without him.
Can't use cork bats. Jeez.
I've come around to it. I've come around to it, especially Hunter Wendelstedt. Whew, boy, he was bad. He was giving our old friend Angel Hernandez a run for the show.
Angel Hernandez is in midseason form.
So are we, Scrape. We're rolling here. Another hour to go. I guess we got a few more in the Big Five to get to.
We do.
All right, we'll touch on that to kick off hour number four on Gwen and Chris.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.